It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Biodiesel fuel helps fight global warming and has fewer emissions than traditional diesel petroleum. And more truckers are getting on the bandwagon. Hundreds of fleets across the nation are now using biodiesel and diesel blends. Producer Shia Levitt hit the road to bring us this report.
At Carl's Corner Truck Stop south of Dallas, Texas, a handful of drivers are filling up with biodiesel on a windy summer morning. The fuel, made from vegetable oil, is often blended with petroleum diesel at 5, 11, or 20%. The number of truck stops with biodiesel increased close to 40% within the last year, to more than 480 today. Carl's Corner is relatively well known among truckers since it was the first to carry Willie Nelson's biodiesel brand, BioWilly. Owner Carl Cornelius says it was Nelson himself who convinced him to start carrying the fuel.
I didn't know my whole ground about it, you know, as far as biodiesel, but the truckers say you get better mileage, the exhaust is not hurting your eyes or anything else, and it's beautiful stuff, and so the truckers convinced me, and, you know, that's who is going to put it on the map anyway.
Biodiesel can go directly into any tank that takes diesel fuel. To some environmentalists, it's diesel's green alternative, since it can be made from renewable sources like soybean oil or waste products like used cooking grease. But ecological benefits aren't necessarily what's attracting truckers like Don Jello and Bob Call.
I'm a farmer too, so that's another reason.
Anytime you can do anything for the family farmer, you know, that's a plus, you know. Help the trucking industry, there's another plus, you know. So get out from under OPEC and the oil companies, you know. They're making billions of dollars profit, better than they ever have in the whole existence of their life, man, you know. There's no sense in that.
Carl Cornelius says the BioWilly company aims to benefit farmers by buying their crops.
Willie wants to put 50,000 farmers to work in Texas alone, you know, and so if we put some of the family farmers back to work and guarantee them a price and make, you know, do away with foreign oil and we can stop some of the wars, maybe.
Many truckers feel a tie to farmers because they transport agricultural products, and so far, biodiesel is not allowed to travel by pipeline. Instead, it's hauled by rail or by tanker truck, so it's a source of work for truckers, too. The National Biodiesel Board ranks trucker outreach as one of its top priorities. Tom Verry says when he started talking to trucking executives about the fuel 6 years ago, it was frustrating.
Before, it was always kind of a tough sell, but in the last couple of years, it's really turned around. At the largest truck show in the country, that's the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville, Kentucky, 17% have tried it in 2005, and in 2006, 40% have tried it. That's quite a jump in 1 year as far as truckers' usage of biodiesel.
Verry has been on the road a lot lately, talking to fleet owners and drivers at conferences and truck shows. And truckers are also hearing about the fuel from another source, legendary country music DJ Bill Mack. Mack constantly promotes it on his live call-in program on XM Satellite Radio's trucker station, Open Road.
It's going to do a lot of good, and that's what the biodiesel is about. So getting those prices down, manufacturing it here in these United States, getting completely away from dependency from the Middle East or anywhere else.
The Bill Mack Show is on air for 4 hours every weekday, and on Wednesdays he's joined for an hour by longtime friend and country music star Willie Nelson.
Let's go to the phones and say, Red Man, are you there, pal?
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Mack, Mr. Nelson? Got to meet.
While the publicity has produced some new customers from among the truck-driving fans, the biodiesel industry has still had to face some uphill challenges to its public image. After Minnesota mandated 2% biodiesel at all its diesel pumps, some fuels sold there turned out to be substandard. Some batches gelled in cold weather or caused fuel filters to clog, and many northern drivers became skeptical about trying the fuel. Verry says these are merely growing pains of an industry in its infancy.
We're growing so rapidly that we found that we did have some out-of-spec biodiesel going into the market, so we had to come together to address that issue and continue to keep consumer confidence high in the fuel.
The largest trucking trade organization in the country, the American Trucking Associations, recently announced their endorsement of biodiesel blends up to 5%, as long as the fuel meets quality standards. This represents a huge shift in policy, says ATA's Rich Moskowitz.
5 years ago, there were a lot of rumors out there that it would cause long-term damage to the engines, that it would result in drastic fuel economy reductions, and as a result, the industry was adamantly opposed to its use.
Recent tax incentives made biodiesel more cost competitive for trucking companies, some of whom see it as a way to expand the fuel supply. Last year, Sysco Corporation, for example, owner of the largest private corporate fleet in the country, started using biodiesel in 400 of its vehicles. Company representatives say the results have been positive so far, and they're hoping to expand their use as the fuel becomes more available. Biodiesel production and consumption in the U.S. tripled between 2004 and 2005. It's likely to double again by the end of this year. But Rich Moskowitz points out it's still only a small fraction of the diesel market.
The biodiesel industry themselves have forecasted that they would reach 1 billion gallons production by 2015. 1 billion gallons of biodiesel is essentially 2.7% of what the trucking industry consumes in a year.
New research by the Department of Energy's National Renewable Energy Lab now suggests that biodiesel blends of up to 20% may actually be no worse in terms of nitrogen oxide emissions than regular diesel, contrary to what was initially thought. NOx emissions are among the precursors to ozone. Biodiesel compares favorably with diesel fuel for other pollutants like CO2, the major climate warming gas, and dangerous particles that can cause asthma and other respiratory problems. Still, Vary says, truckers' biggest question about biodiesel is where to get it. The National Biodiesel Board recently launched a website and in August launched a 24-hour trucker hotline to help drivers find fueling sites near them. For Living on Earth, I'm Shia Levitt.